the Shabbos, Parshas Bullock, immediately preceding the Bein HaMetzorin, the period, Shivos of Atamas, Tisha B'Av. Yitzarecha, the Parsha, is telling us a tremendous love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. If you notice, this is the only Parsha that there's no way of knowing what happened there other from the fact that it was written B'Nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the whole Parsha's conversation between Bilam and Balak and his Chaverim, and there was no Jewish people involved in that conversation. All the other stories in the Torah took place between Jewish people. This entire conversation, Kilo behind our backs, and Hashem now, when He gave us the Torah, revealed to us, look what happened. You didn't even realize the tremendous danger you were in, and I protected all of you. It's very timely for this time of year, both inside the current events that sometimes don't know what's going on. Every day we hear the news and things that we thought were taken care of or not taken care of, and we see that we cannot rely on anybody to protect us. Our great friend from America, who has done a great job for helping the Jewish nation, and we're thankful to him. We now see that he is not in his own hand, in his own power. Lev Melochim Beyad Hashem, he's just a puppet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if he helped us beforehand, that was also Tzidkas Hashem. Hashem did a special chesed to protect us. But now that everything is going the opposite direction, it's just because Hashem is challenging us to remind ourselves, don't rely on anybody other than me. And that is what is so important for this time of year, the period of time of the Bein HaMetzorim. We are reminding ourselves that Beis HaMikdash was destroyed for one reason. The primary reason, Chazal say, is Sinas Chinam. Not getting along with one another, bearing a grudge on one another, getting angry, arguments, etc. All these modes of behavior are a result of the fact that we do not really feel Hashem is running the world. Because if Hashem is running the world, if a person does not cooperate with me the way I want, it's nothing to get all flustered from. I realize Hashem set me up with this challenge to show how I'll deal with it. I don't have to take revenge against anyone. I don't have to be angry at anybody. Otherwise, I have to control myself and realize that we have to look in the good of every Jew, and I don't have to have it my way every time. And by doing so, I show that I realize Hashem is running the world, which is exactly what Hashem wants us to do. We should take advantage of this special period of thinking about the different relationships we have with different people, and also towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and strengthen the feeling, I'm always in the good hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever happens is for my benefit. There's no situation to get into an argument, fight, insult, upset, etc., because nothing's personal in this world. It's all situations set up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for us to show Him there's nobody to blame for what's going on in my life other than the fact that the situation was set up from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for me to take responsibility and show Hashem, you're in charge, and I will make things work out in the best possible fashion. I will take my responsibility to care for those around me as best as possible. Not live a life of expectations, everybody caring for me, but I care for them. And then Hashem will make sure that everything works out for the best, like He did so many times in history. And the tremendous truth that we have is, like we said this week's parasha, that Bilam was very close to destroying all of Klal Yisrael. We had no idea what was going on. And Hashem revealed to us, Dafka, this parasha, to make us aware. It was so close. If He would have got away with that close to Klal Yisrael, that would have been the end of us. And He reached with His eye in Ra, His evil eye, all the weak points of Klal Yisrael. But even so, Hashem not letting Him do it because He loves us. He cares for us. And just like He loved us then and cared for us then from a situation which was very close to the destruction of Klal Yisrael, Kal V'Chaim. And nowadays, with all these different puppets that are threatening us, we are still in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's still protecting us on the macro scale and then the micro scale within our families and personal relations. The same thing. Yes, Hashem, we should come out stronger. The appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bitachon Hashem, and that prayer instilling a tremendous ava, love between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Love one another, and yes, Hashem, that will bring avas oilam between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Guru of Christ, and the Heir.